It's your girl, Miss Keisha, the Fluffy Diva, and you're listening to These Crazy Fools Podcast. You want to be a special guest on the show? You have a show topic for us? You got a question or tell us how we're doing? Hit us up at our email at thesecrazyfoolshere@gmail.com. Look forward to hearing from you.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try your call again.
And you're listening to These Crazy Fools. It's Sparkles J. And I have Miss Keisha, the Fluffy Diva.
Hey, y'all.
And we have Anonymous. And we have Peanut. How y'all doing today?
I feel good right now.
You feel good? The edible done kicked in?
Yes.
Mine have to. I'm finna take another hold my drink while I go get me another one. Yes, on this fabulous Saturday evening, we're just hanging out. Me and Peanut came over to the Fluffy Diva's house. And when I tell you, we is kicking it. Peanut, we is kicking it.
You want another?
No.
You sure?
I'm positive. Between that and this drink, I'm good.
Your drink is delicious. Mm-hmm.
She need 100 bones.
Right, she spent $100 on herself.
I was like, shit, that's fucking groceries.
Right.
I just bought you groceries.
You spent $100 for lunch.
I just bought you groceries.
Right, that's lunch for the whole week. But, and you spend it right, that's 2 weeks.
And so he would ask me my opinion on it. He kind of caught me off guard because I was really busy.
Mm-hmm. So how much money have you sent a woman for lunch?
I ain't never sent a woman nothing for lunch.
You have?
Nah, I don't be just shooting money through the air like that, though.
I thought you did. You know, you sent them something, you know?
I done shared a tuna fish sandwich or something and shit that my wife
sure.
My, probably made me and shit or something and shit.
Sure.
I fucking with you. You look sickly. You look like you need some nutrients. So I done shared a tuna fish sandwich or something with a girl and shit at work. You know, I done did that.
Dude wrote me on Instagram, and he's like, "Can I send you money? Let me send you money for lunch." So I'm like, "Okay." So he wrote me in Cash App. So I sent him the Cash App. Yeah, I just knew I was gonna open my Cash App, and I was gonna have at least probably about $100. You get what I'm saying? Because like this, I eat, and that's how much I spend on my food. Yeah, I opened my Cash App, and this man sent me $30. Yeah. Is $30, and I'm just like, at first I'm like, damn, like, am I ungrateful? Like, am I fucked up? Like, the feeling, like, why the fuck would you send me $30? But then I had to ask some people, and they was like, nah, because I'm like, $30 is not even half a tank in my car. Like, what the fuck you thought I was gonna go to Chick-fil-A? Like, I mean, I'm trying to figure out what did you think I was gonna eat? It's like, when I go and eat, I eat full course meals. Like, I order a appetizer, a entree, and a dessert, and a drink. That can't even get me 2 drinks. Like, what the f-? And then this man had the audacity to write me back and say, let me get to know you. That I, why the f- do you think I'm gonna let you get to know me and you just send me $30 for lunch?
So how much money have you sent a woman before for lunch?
No, man, I never did that.
You never did that. Mm. Okay. So I can't take
your... I done shared a sandwich and stuff like that.
You shared a sandwich, yeah. But you never gave her money to go get lunch. Okay. Because I just know from her video with the... A nigga can send me $30.
Right.
Man can send me... Man, look, do you know how many meals? And really, right now, through everything, I'm only eating Chick-fil-A. Because everything else is horrible.
How much goddamn money I got to send Keisha for lunch?
I mean, I eat Chick-fil-A, so... And most of them, I'm getting something for breakfast.
What Chick-fil-A?
And like $30, shit. $30, I can eat on that shit for like 3 days.
You got to get an Honor Palmer.
Mm-mm, I don't even want that.
My son, that's what they be getting. They be getting
I don't even want that. I'm going to give me some orange juice.
Oh, you can get some orange juice
for breakfast.
How much orange juice? Like, that's still about probably about
$3. They come with my meal. So that's like, what, $11?
Oh, like $11?
Yeah. So, I mean, I can eat that 3 days. Shit, give me $30.
My thing was, I want to know what she was eating for lunch. Because how do you...
That girl disconnected. She disconnected.
And then you go back to work and you're able to work on all of that?
Yeah. I done ate a tuna sandwich and went back to work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Her ass talking about gas and every damn thing.
Yeah, she was like,
that
ain't even money's gas for the car. So what are we getting, man? Are we trying to get something to eat or are you trying to get gas for your car?
Or why are we not just thankful that somebody is sending you something?
Right, right. That's less money you have to spend.
Right. Nobody's saying that you got to just like...
She look like she about 30.
She a young bitch.
Yeah. But that's what these men be like. And that's what they do. Oh, bitch, they gonna be like,
we have it for 30. 30-year-old. Right.
These niggas will go out here and do it and then be complaining when they ain't got no money left for she left for another nigga right. Doing more.
Right.
You send
right.
me 100, he sent me 110. Now she done left your ass and then what?
Nah, I got like
then
a whole,
here you come crawling
I got a whole girl. Old lady. I ain't got no money to be spending on her ass. I got to spend that shit.
I mean,
on my
you got to you got to you got to pay some because they gonna require you to pay.
Mm-hmm.
You be like, what you gonna pay? You figure that out. What you willing to pay for?
Yeah.
What you willing to pay for? And you listening to these crazy fools?
I'm gonna go up Keisha's house, eat some sardines and shit. And crab cakes and
must be over. Must be over another Keisha house because it ain't my house. It's a sugar shack. We don't have
it. It ain't the fluffy D because we
won't eat all that. That single people get dressed up and go to Target on Friday to meet people. I did story time. It's a Friday.
They go to Target to meet people on Friday night.
I was throwing the next day, so hit up my favorite spot, Target.
I don't be at Target like that.
Not at night. I be Target, at Target in the morning.
Target too much looking high for me. Target too high for me.
I just go to Walmart app and order what I need to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
Them Thickest Thieves, they make some good fucking draws. And that's the best place to get them at Target.
Target?
So when you start buying your
Thickest Thieves, yeah. Is that the name of it?
Yeah. So when you start buying your man drawers and shit.
Hopefully I don't have to buy. Hopefully he come with his drawers.
What start buying would you like to see him in?
Well, I don't want to see him in nothing. So I don't need to buy no drawers. Right. So I don't need to buy no drawers. Is that what you said?
What the fuck? He a whole dude.
Why do you need drawers on me? You don't need drawers on up at my house.
Fred Flintstone had
you
clothes on.
You do not need drawers on at my house.
Fred Flintstone
look,
had
the peanut
clothes
wear
on.
Do Peanut wear drawers?
Peanut said, don't put me in there.
Peanut
don't wear drawers?
Same thing.
They ain't make no damn draw for his ass.
They do make draws.
I say your man, them Thickest Steve.
He don't need.
But you gotta go to Target. And them Thickest Steve, them motherfuckers right there. Yeah, so I'm comfortable ass.
You
they're,
got them on now?
They look pricey.
How much are they?
You get two pair for $25.
Two for $25?
Two for $25, you get two pair for $25.
Ooh, that's that expensive shit.
That's
too much for me. I can't spend that much. We get our panties what?
I get my panties 10
5.
Nigga, you ain't buying no panties. No. You buying drawers,
Keisha.
I normally
catch mine on sale at Lane Bryant.
She catch hers on sale. What is it?
I'm not talking about damn panties.
Mm-mm. It's like 10 for like 30, 35, something like that. Yeah.
10 for 35.
At Lane Bryant got some good quality motherfucking shit, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I got an ass, and I need something to
cover it.
It's going
to... But Lane Bryant,
you ain't got time to be digging in your ass that you buy them.
They got t-shirts at Lane Bryant?
They have thongs.
I ain't been there in a while, but they got you.
You ain't been there in a while. How long has it been?
Well, since I'm married.
So you ain't buying these hoes out here drawers, huh?
I ain't calling nobody no
I'm
damn
I'm just saying
you're not
buying drawers out here these days, is what you're telling me. You don't have no special lady in your life.
No, I'm just saying.
That you're not buying drawers for.
I'm just saying I ain't been to Lane Bryant. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I ain't buying panties from Lane Bryant.
So yeah. You like plus size?
I just like beautiful women.
Coochie is coochie.
With no nigga, damn what I said. I like beautiful women with beautiful personalities. Mm. I just like beautiful women with beautiful personalities. Mm. I might not never even know get to know what the fuck your coochie like. I'm not. Yeah, no.
I was just asking because that's what you know. I was looking at Cat Williams on here. Like we was just watching.
You said Cat Williams.
Asking you the questions.
Because
from what I seen on there.
Your ass, you be asking some goddamn invasive ass questions.
How is that invasive?
You don't want to be asking nobody.
But you telling me about draws.
Life and stuff.
But you telling me about draws.
I started it.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Was it me?
I was just.
Why was I talking about draws?
I was just.
Where was I talking about draws or anything intimate about anybody?
I didn't start that. Did I start that?
You want me playing back for you? Run it back. He don't believe we got to run it back. Have you had some before?
I ain't said that shit. Why ain't it?
I know. That's what I was asking.
What?
About the women with the best coochies. They had dirty houses. You remember some women you fuck with that lived in a dirty house?
What's the best coochie? Mm-hmm. What's the best coochie I've had before in my life?
It was a house dirty?
She didn't have a house.
Oh, she didn't have a house. Nah, was her room home. Dirty?
She called me off guard. I was drinking a beer. And I asked her if she wanted a swig of the beer. And she said she didn't want no swig of the beer because she said beer tastes like pee.
So you done drank pee?
And so I was like, damn, how the fuck you know how pee tastes?
That's what I would have said.
I already gave my heart to it, you know. But I'm still curious, you know. It's how you know how pee
tastes. Me too. I'll be curious too.
Yeah, I'm like 17.
Oh, you was that
young? Yeah, I was like, I'm a teenager and shit. Yeah.
She said
she had, I was drinking beer
and shit. You know what? I can remember my daddy giving me beer when I was young. And I was like, ew. You be like, depending on how thirsty I was and where we was at.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to drink some. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Quench my thirst real quick. But as I got older and started drinking beer, you be like, oh.
Yeah, this shit hit.
You be like, especially if you done drunk a couple of them, shit, you be like, I go through a 12-pack, easy.
So how I got in the beer, I'm at a party, my uncle got, I'm 14, 15, me, uncle, all the niggas and shit, we out at the fucking party and shit. And uncle got a sick pack of Schlitzmalt liquor. Schlitz. The red and white can.
I didn't think uncle drink beer.
We were teenagers. How he got us to drink it and get it down was he pour a little salt on the back of our hand.
Oh, yeah.
Lick the salt. Like how people do with the
liquor.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And margaritas and shit like that. Right. So that's how we got into it. That shit tasted fucking horrible.
What kind of beer y'all was drinking?
Schlitz.
Sounded
like Schlitz. That shit was like $3 or some shit. Yeah, you know, for a sick pack and shit.
I never had that one.
Yeah. It's fucking got.
Mm-hmm. So what you been up to lately?
I made sure she had that every time.
I ain't seen you in forever, so what you been up to lately?
No matter how broke I was.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to borrow some money from my old lady, I'd borrow some money from my old lady, but I'm gonna make sure she get her greens.
Mm-hmm. So what uncle been up to lately?
Me?
I said unk.
How
my unk doing?
He doing all right, man. That's good. Yeah, boy doing all right. Mm-hmm. We just out here trying to survive.
Yep, that's all you can do. Yeah. Hard enough for you, huh?
Well, I guess depending on how you look at it.
Everything going up.
Every loss ain't a loss. My life is, it's tailor made for me, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need Wi-Fi, a bunch of fucking apps. Or like, I know, you know. But my life, it's tailor-made for me.
Okay. So you don't have Wi-Fi?
I don't need the shit. Fuck.
I'm still there.
I sleep at 7:30. Well, I need 300 channels for it. Like, I got some sleep.
You just look at the basic shit.
I just watched the episode of Rifleman.
Which one you look at? I bet y'all seen it.
This one right here is when Pops died and their mama wound up marrying another man, but this nigga fucking alcoholic and shit. And he a stepfather, he a stepdad.
And she stole this.
She went to the store.
Yeah.
The general store.
Put the gun.
Yeah. Got stole the
in
gun.
In the apple barrel.
They finna kill his ass. They stepdad.
Yep.
Cause this motherfucker.
Cause he was beat on him.
Yeah.
By their mama.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Luke McCain came and yeah. I just watched that episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I shed a little tear. It was a learning lesson.
What you learned from that episode?
Don't forget to breathe.
Don't forget to breathe.
Okay. Let's get the goddamn braid, man. That girl had that motherfucking gun. She had that fucking trigger cocked back to blow this nigga fucking right. brains out.
And she played on another episode of The Rifleman too. She was the
she did that girl.
That same girl. She played on the episode where her daddy was a doctor. He was a I don't know if he was like a traveling doctor or something, but they was traveling him and his daughter, and she was the daughter.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On Rifleman.
On Rifleman.
Ah, she looked like her had one number like 15 or 16 mm-hmm. or some shit.
Yep, she played. Mm-hmm. Peanuts, so he'll go out there with you.
The ashtray's in that closet up there if you want it.
He said he don't want to go. He just coughs. He said no.
He gonna come out there. So we gotta go out there. Right?
Yeah.
He coughed a little bit. He said no. He said, what the nigga in the closet
dog,
for?
The dog got the sniffles and shit.
He said, what the nigga in the closet for? Look at him looking. he ain't
put them not your, them not the cigarettes right there?
They your cigarettes right there on the floor.
I thought I heard something fall.
Oh.
I heard something.
I like the knives you got. Where you get them from?
$35.
What?
$35.
I thought when you get your age, you need some orthopedic shoes.
Yeah, these motherfuckers, they kind of flat, so they don't make me walk funny or nothing like that. They flat. And, you know, that's some old man walking shoes.
So what's been going on with you, Miss Keisha, the Fluffy Diva?
Life has been lifing. Life has been kicking my ass this week.
Yeah. You have weeks like that. All you can do is start fresh.
Yeah. I feel like I'm learning that when I'm going through and I'm dealing with something, I can't be taking on other people's stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to take on people's stuff. Smoke over there, you can.
Huh?
You can let him out if you want to come out.
I don't know. I just seen him at the
window. Well, let him come out. He'll come out there with you. Go on out there, Peter. What he saying now?
He don't want to come out.
You can close it.
Is he coming out?
Mm-mm. He can close it. You can't take on other people's problems. Yep.
Because
sometimes that could be more stressful for you.
Right.
She be like, man, look, I'm dealing with my own shit. I can't deal with yours too.
And I know, you know me, especially as a cancer, I'm always
taking
you know,
on. Just,
yes.
Man, look.
You had helped me kind of, you know, like work through the moment.
Yep. And who helped you work through the moment?
One of you motherfuckers. Mm.
I didn't know if it was me or her.
I me either. I just know it was one of y'all.
I don't know. I can't say.
But I appreciate it.
Must have been her. I don't remember it being me.
Thank her.
I don't remember it being me. I am Sparkle Jane. Are you listening to these crazy fools?
Then who is she?
Who?
If she, if you're Sparkle Jane, then who is she?
I guess you talk to Keisha. I guess that's what you talk to, bitch. I don't know. Because I say she, that bitch got some people on her list she slept with that I didn't sleep with. Because I was not her. And I did not approve of this.
Is there anybody that both of y'all approve? That she got that you approve?
Most of the people that I did, she didn't approve of them.
But you did it anyway.
I say, if you want this pussy, you better come get it. Yep. We got one pussy and it's two of us. One pussy and two of us.
And you never know who you're getting.
Right. We just hope you get the right one.
Yes.
And you're listening to these crazy fools. Go check us out. We got a new website. Thesecrazyfools.org. And you can listen to us. thesecrazyfools.podbean.com.
You can actually listen to us on the major platforms.
Yep. Spotify.
iHeart.
Mm-hmm. Google Podcasts.
Amazon.
At the Cat Williams show a few minutes ago. The Cat Williams comedy. He was talking about how, you know, have you ever had a woman that squirt or cream?
Nah, I ain't gonna make no one. I ain't got that much passion to make a girl do that.
So have you had one that do that? You never had a woman to squirt cream?
They usually were disappointed.
After fucking with you, they were disappointed. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, they like my personality and shit like that.
Oh, right? So you there for your personality?
Yeah.
You didn't come to
I want they best.
You didn't come to swing.
I ain't never had no girl say you the best little while y'all head. Mm. I ain't never heard that shit. Oh.
Damn.
Oh, I ain't never heard that one.
Because that's what he was talking about. He was talking about the women that cream and squirt and stuff like that. You ain't never heard of that?
That's it.
Nah, ain't no girl ever told me that one. Mm. Yeah,
I think you can turn it off.
Ain't no girl ever told me that one. Yeah, I ain't gonna even lie. You the best goddamn lover I ever had. I ain't never heard that one.
Damn.
You? Have you ever heard that?
That I'm the best lover?
Yeah.
I mean, they ain't told me my coochie good. I mean, I had that.
Best.
I mean, if they told me that, they didn't give me nothing to go home with.
No, I never heard that one.
Mm-mm, me either. I'm assuming it's good because I mean, I've had repeat offenders. I had people that be like, bitch, I'm gonna come back through and let you do the same thing you did before. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, okay.
What you good at?
I guess. Shit, I don't know. I guess sucking dick.
Nah, I'm just asking. I ain't saying nothing.
That's
like
what
that.
I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying.
Okay, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Shit. Uh oh, I'm gonna pull that as toy. Uh oh, I'm gonna get all that on the video and on the talking like muffin now.
Right.
That's the thing you were telling me about.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you know where you at? You finna stand up?
Yeah, I mean I can see. I'm trying to get you set up for you. I don't know, this one ain't working. I'm finna give it to you so you can.
I don't know, fuck with that shit.
Yeah, it'll just show you. I want you to experience it. See if you come over to the house. I let all my people experience it.
What's it called?
It's the virtual reality.
When
you see it, you be like, oh, wow.
Keisha, I've been thinking about you, man. I'm always thinking about you. I've been wondering how you doing.
Well, you ain't called or something. That's why you ain't called to check on us. So you really ain't give a fuck. What you trying to tell us?
Hey, can I have a conversation with Keisha?
You talking to Keisha? Who you think talking to you?
Well, why are you injecting yourself into the conversation?
My name is Keisha. It's my name, Keisha.
I pull up to the crib and shit, you know, on the Tuesday or something.
Cause the motherfucker that care about me called to check on me. Whatever. Like, I'm just checking to see how you ate today.
I don't be thinking like that.
Well, clearly you ain't thinking about me.
I be just wondering how she doing.
You ain't caring. Cause the motherfucker care about me wondering if I ate today.
How you been doing?
Look, now you worry about how I'm doing.
I'm blessed.
You are?
She always blessed. That bitch always blessed.
Am I not?
That's how Jackie made us sound. I would use too. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. I'm here.
That's my friend. She blessed.
You look pretty as usual.
Yeah, she pretty. Thank she you got a glow have. About herself, don't she? She must have jacked off this morning.
Last night.
You can tell when the bitch busted it's up. You can tell.
I got this conversation. I'm trying to have. I haven't seen. My home girl, that wouldn't guide the conversation that way. I was, I've been thinking about you, man. You look beautiful, man.
Thank you.
Just like I remember.
Nothing changed.
Just like I remember. Just as soft as the day I first seen you. You look like a field full of lilies.
Okay.
Yeah. If you can imagine a field full of lilies, that's what you look like. I bet that's what you smell like. Am I still getting invited to the...
To the what? What you getting invited
to? I ain't talking to you, Keisha.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna be there, so she ain't my plus one. Where are we going?
I agree. I actually agree with that.
Look, I'm trying to help the nigga. They don't want my help. That's how they be acting with me.
Am I still getting invited?
I can bring you and up. Both of y'all can be my date. To the Where nuptials? You trying to go to?
To the nuptials.
No.
I ain't getting invited.
No.
I guess you won't be there. I guess I'm going to show you through my pictures. Uncle show you. He follow me.
I got to live vicariously through Keisha.
You got to, huh?
I guess.
You got to live through him. Cause he's the only one that can see it. You ain't on social media.
Nah, I can just be there. I don't need to be on social media. If I'm there, I don't need to see the damn pictures. I'm seeing the pictures. You know what I'm saying? Like, did you hear me?
You got some batteries.
Mm-hmm.
What size? AA?
All of them.
I need AA. Cause I think that's what's wrong with this one.
Did you hear me, Keith?
What?
Am I invited?
No, I said that the first time. No.
I mean, okay.
Okay.
Tell him she got a glow about her. I'm gonna have to live vicariously through you then, Keisha.
Nah, you have to live through him, cause he living through me.
Go to Keisha, where you got pictures at?
Timu.
Oh, yeah?
She gonna show him that picture I did out there.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the picture outside?
Is that it?
He
was
back
with
her though?
Yeah. She gonna
I ain't see it. Keisha, what's she doing? Her bitch. She painted it.
She big ass got.
She acquired the canvas for it. We gonna say that she acquired the staples.
It gotta be 5 feet.
The generic battery.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Man, she take a goddamn hour to start it.
Well, I know I had to get it restarted because I had to turn it off and get out of the world I was in, and I think this hand wasn't working because it needs a battery.
You might have to give me your hand
so you
can put it on there for you.
Can I use the bathroom? Yeah. I never been good at video games.
That's why I was going to put you on the first thing to show it and show you how to use it.
Put this thing right here on your face.
Yeah. Let me tell you, look here at the top.
The same. It feels heavy. Okay. Oh, I see the little dog and everything and shit right there and shit. Oh, you can actually still see, huh?
Yeah, because you ain't in the square.
I couldn't see.
Now, when you get in the square, you can see her.
Like, I see Keisha. Yeah,
her,
see you.
Put your hand in her.
It's going to fall off.
Oh, let me tighten it up. Turn around. I just don't want it to fall off your head.
I ain't finna be doing that much shit.
Okay, there you go. I'm just doing it the wrong way. Now it's tight, ain't it?
Okay.
Okay. And you have this right here to help you walk. A little cursor button there. Okay. Yep, you got it on. Now get up. Step into the square. Go on over a little bit more. Go over towards the living room. Go on up toward the mirror. There you go. Right there. Now you in there.
I don't see no square.
Look up. Look up. Look up. What you see?
I don't see no square.
You in the room. You in the gym. You see the gym stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I see the gym shit.
See, now come step over here. Walk like you going to the patio. Come like you going to the patio.
Nigga, I don't see no fucking
thing. Right! Right! Come on. Walk this way. Oh. Walk this way. See how you will see it start to.
Oh, now I see the thing.
You see the lines? Like the lines, the grid lines?
I see a ball right here.
I know. Keep walking. Come okay. on. Okay. Come on.
Hold on. Let me do it myself.
Did you do it yourself?
Fuck the patio.
I'm trying to show you.
I walk to this bar.
I know when you walk over here, but I'm trying to show you how you will see the lines, the grids. Come on, walk closer.
Okay.
You see how you see the grid lines?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You see it? I see now. You come, you step out, and you back into the living room. You see the living room?
Oh no, I see something gorgeous in a motherfucker.
Okay, now come back. Step back into
the your skin looks smooth.
Step back into the square.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Now
yeah.
You back into the gym.
Yeah, I see the ball now.
Yeah. You use this cursor. See right here?
Yeah, fuck that.
Listen.
Let me see the skin right quick. Damn, you look good.
Come on now. Hit the ball.
Ain't no ball on this screen.
Pina said, move my
bitch. Oh, you say what now? Do this? Now
okay.
What?
Okay. Walk over there to move. Use the little cursor things to hit the ball.
Okay. I don't know nothing about video.
Look
man.
Up. Look up. You see the ball? Hit the ball. Like the little, yeah, walk up to it, yeah. Move up, use that to walk up. Yeah.
Brand
you
up.
Don't walk.
No, you don't.
You don't walk. Yeah. Stay right up. There. Yeah, now use the little cursor button.
Bring it to me.
Yeah, you use one of them. Don't use both, just use one.
Okay, bring it to me.
I know exactly how you feel because that's what I was thinking. Like,
I ain't close to it.
There you go.
It ain't moving. I ain't nowhere close to it.
You know how to look up.
Up and down is the same thing in that and in real life. Up and down.
Right.
Hey, don't show my hand.
Okay, here, you ready to fight?
I don't know. Okay. Emma? Shit.
You in the ring now?
Emma, put ready.
Put your hand in here. Your right hand.
I thought it was a thing.
Put that in your hand.
She gonna put it on your head.
Put it on your head. Here. Your left hand. Yeah.
Oh. Stay this way, Emma?
Yeah. Just stay right there like it. So I can get it on your eyes. Good. Can you see?
Mm-hmm.
You get the ring, right? Can you see?
Mm-hmm. I think the hood now, everybody.
Yeah. Turn around. Look at your surroundings.
Oh.
See everybody in the stage?
Oh, okay.
Look around. Just spin around.
Damn, we're gonna fight this nigga?
Yeah, look around. Just look around. Look around. Look around. Look around.
Fuck looking around.
Just spin around and
look. Everybody in the ring, I'm looking at him.
Yeah, the referee in the ring.
Yeah, I quit.
Really?
That's where you start out?
That's the game.
That's the game. You finna start, so you gotta box him. Here.
This nigga look like he finna make me a bitch.
You gotta, look, come on. Get in the ring, come on.
You don't get no knife or nothing?
Oh, get in the ring, there you go. Spin, that's what I'm telling you. Look around. Turn around. Just spin around where you at. Don't take no steps. Just turn around.
Okay.
And see everybody around you.
Let me work with my confidence. I'm talking to turn around and shit. Like, this shit real. Like,
right.
Fuck.
They waiting on you. Now you got to bump fish.
I ain't really ready, though.
Walk up to him.
Walk up to him, I'm up. Why you keep jumping like that?
Because you got to go up to him. He waiting on you.
Do I got a shot? Or is this
yeah, you got to touch gloves. Wait a minute. Come back. Stay back. Okay, one more step back.
High touch gloves. This is the match you've all been waiting
for. Put your gloves out.
I got them out.
Now you got to
get a
button. You got to use this to walk up. The arrow.
What you hit? Put your hand.
Move them up. See how you move them up?
Uh-huh. Bring it all the way up. Just bring it up. So I can touch gloves and get the shit going.
Now go up and touch the glove. Put your arms out. You got to stick your arms out.
I got them out.
You got to stand in front of him. You ain't even in front of the man. You off to the side.
Say, in the boxing ring and shit, you motherfucking keep your guards up at all times.
Turn this way. There you go, face.
Turn nothing. I want my eyes in this one. What you talking about?
There you go.
Oh. What you talking about? Turn it.
Now hit him. See him right there?
We ain't bought gloves.
Put your gloves out. You the one with your hands.
I got them out. What the fuck am I supposed to do? I got them out. On this thing, I got them out.
Your arms is bent. You got to...
Nigga, I know how to fight. Your arms.
As soon as they touch the gloves.
Nigga, make this shit start.
As soon as they touch the gloves.
Make it start, Keisha.
I'm telling you, you gotta go up and touch gloves. Hold your arms out.
What's up, homie?
Touch gloves. He's gonna bump your gloves. Put your both arms out. Put both arms out.
Ain't no bullshit. Hey,
put both arms out.
What's up, homie?
Look, he tell you, keep your hands. Are you finna box?
Get out of my way, Keisha.
I'm finna get out of your way. He ready. Both gloves with it. Hit his glove. There you go. There you go.
Look. What is that?
Look, you gotta. You keep hitting him.
Oh, okay.
He hit you. You ain't even hit.
I can't see it.
Wait! You breaking my shit! Damn! You done threw my shit?
She got real. I couldn't see him.
You can't play.
We can't
let him play. Cause he done knocked my drink over, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, God damn. God, that's
not bad. Let me do the shit.
Give me my battery cup over there.
Shit got real. Goddamn. I can't see this shit.
Oh, Lord.
Where's that?
It's a white cover. Plastic cover. Hell, you throw it.
Oh, there you go.
You threw it, so.
We can't let him play. He gonna be doing that type of shit.
Don't knock over that drink right there.
Oh, shit. The cover back here.
I get it.
Oh, okay.
I got it.
Damn. You know, nigga, I ain't motherfucking adapted to this world and shit. My life is tailor-made for me. It's simple.
Really?
Yeah.
But you couldn't fight? You look like you was losing.
They couldn't
but
see.
But then you know what?
You couldn't see.
That would explain why you got beat up previously. Shit. Why you fight? Right? If the nigga hit you, shit. You is got. You know, threw your drink and everything before he can even.
I'm sorry. I couldn't see you, nigga.
Man, you done threw my game and shit. I can't let kids play. See what Keisha said? You can't let kids play with your shit. You can't let other kids come over to your house. I see why your mom and them say, don't let them play with your toys. Put your shit up. Put your shit up. That's why they used to tell you, put your shit up. Don't bring that shit out when you have company.
Because
them kids come over here. Your cousins and shit come over here and all your shit will be towed. Shit will be towed up, Peanut.
Peanut say, why we don't have company? Grab my phone right there and then you can see. Let me show you how to fight.
Let me show you how a motherfucker's supposed to fight.
Who you fight with no damn goggles on?
Look. I'm going to show you.
This ain't no virtual shit. This nigga kicking my ass. Shit, I can't even, what the hell?
Look, did you watch it?
I couldn't see.
You watching on the phone? Look who damn.
Go.
Look who damn.
Go.
Look who damn, you see that?
That one's showing the dude. When I was fighting, I couldn't see the dude. Like right now, like how you just moving around, you can't see the dude.
I didn't see him.
Now you can see the dude now.
Is he down?
Yeah,
he look down. Like that nigga down.
But I couldn't see him.
Look like that nigga down.
Well, you kept doing like this. Instead of looking up.
And he hit me.
He ain't even swinging.
Look, knock out. You see that?
We need to record ourselves doing this because if this how we look in the real fight, we
don't record ourselves. Shit, goofy.
Man, look.
Don't put that shit.
Try to get it where it comes on your TV. Shit.
Y'all are looking goofy and shit.
Bitch, I gotta take my shirt off. Right. I gotta take my shirt off.
This is exercise for real.
That's hard to see. Like,
I gotta take my shirt off.
Keisha ain't really did shit to the goddamn man.
Where I'm at? I'm in. Oh, he down. That nigga done lost. You see him? He on the ground.
I ain't heard no ding, 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 or nothing like that right there.
You see the scorecard?
I see the scorecard. But it ain't say nothing.
Done. That's what we need to click. Because that nigga is done.
You beat
don't call me to the fight. Call me to the shootout.
Oh, you beat him up. Okay. Yeah.
You call cinema to the fight, fist fight. You call me when they shooting. That's where I come in.
Well, what was the topic? Podcast tonight. Like, what y'all want
to
talk?
We record down here. Whatever you want it to be.
Oh, just in general.
Girlfriend had to take my shirt off. Cause bitch. Little Joe be like, shit, bitch, I'm sweating.
Right.
My whole.
Just in general. Word that goddamn video game and shit.
I didn't know you were going to be throwing shit. You worse than my sister. That's why I see why them parents be like, put your shit up. don't let them, when the kids come over here, don't bring your shit out. Because you don't want your shit broke.
I heard right. You saying that shit earlier. That's why I'm trying to tell us that. Yeah, don't bring your good talk.
Man, don't bring out your good shit. Them kids going to tear your shit up. They not used to having it. That's what they told me, too, for real. And I see. Peanut be telling me that don't bring that shit. He told me to leave this game at home. He really did.
Why didn't you listen to this?
Peanut say, leave that game at the house.
Why didn't you listen?
You play that at home. When Nanny come over there, then y'all can play. Nanny say, Nanny know how to play right. Nanny don't be throwing shit. She don't be falling into the walls and stuff. We're not
there. It was her first time putting the damn thing on. She looked like nanny, she was too used to it either.
The other nanny get the throwing shit. That's what they say. Don't bring your toys out, goddammit. And you listening to these crazy fools? I am Sparkle J. We have my co-host, Miss Keisha C, the Fluffy Diva.
Hey, y'all.
We over here hanging out with Miss Keisha C tonight. We been on drink. We on that stop and go, bitch. Stop and go.
Yes.
So hit me up if you want to try my stop and go. We got it in a tropical punch, which is the red one, and we got it in a like a blue raspberry lemonade, but that's the gold one. It's green.
Hence stop and go.
Yep. But it's good. That's all you need. I would say set your night off.
Yes.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try your call again.